polarization of politics and advertising. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. NBC's Megyn Kelly is fixing to air an interview with right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Among other things, Jones doesn't believe the Sandy Hook School massacre happened the way it happened. It's a business story today because J.P. Morgan Chase, according to the Wall Street Journal, is pulling all of its ads from NBC until after the interview airs on Sunday. Jones operates the website InfoWars. Now, previously, we covered Bank of America and Delta Airlines pulling their sponsorships from New York's public theater because it's Julius Caesar, looks to some people like Donald Trump, and you know how that play works out in the end. For some context here, let's turn to Thomas Moronic, a professor of marketing at Towson University in Maryland. Hi, Professor.
Good morning.
We seem to be living in an era where sponsorship is becoming even more politicized. We got Rush Limbaugh running into this buzzsaw. Conservative groups are after the sponsorship of Rachel Maddow. Do you see this whole area of sponsorship becoming more politicized now?
All you got to do is look what's going on in Washington. You know, nothing can get through Congress because the right has one view, the left has another, and there is no middle ground. And so the same thing is now bleeding out into other aspects of our society, and clearly it's occurring in advertising. That companies are saying the same kind of thing. That's whether it's conservative or liberal, we don't want to be associated with that because it may have a negative effect on consumers' perceptions of us.
So J.P. Morgan Chase looks at this, but NBC, with this new show with Megyn Kelly, looks at it a very different way, which is they're trying to court some controversy because they need some people to come to the show.
It's when you have a new product, you have to put a whole lot of emphasis in the beginning to get it into the stores and get people excited about it. The same is true with a network show. They want high ratings, so the best way to do it is to have something as controversial as Alex Jones in one of their early episodes.
Thomas Moronic is a professor of marketing at Towson University in Maryland. Professor, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Verizon today is expected to close on its $4.4 billion purchase of Yahoo. After nearly a year of negotiations, Verizon plans to combine Yahoo with its AOL property to create a new brand they've chosen to call Oath, O-A-T-H, that could have more online patrons a day than even Google. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
These days, advertising is all about getting up close and personal. Susan Biddle is a senior analyst at Forrester.
The holy grail for advertisers is to actually know who they're talking to when they deliver a marketing message.
To answer that question, companies that sell ads need data on their users. Oath will have plenty of that. Yahoo and AOL track their email users, and Verizon keeps tabs on its mobile phone customers, including their shopping habits and browsing history. Leslie Parker is a partner at A.T. Kearney.
The ability to piece all of that together to then direct an ad to me is a really powerful offering for an advertiser.
In 2016, online advertising brought in more than $72 billion. Will Oath be able to grab some of those ad dollars from its competitors?
Well, they're definitely starting from behind.
Parker says Google and Facebook have a corner on the digital ad market. And when it comes to data, they've got a lot of it too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Now, with this new brand, Oath, Verizon is clearly focusing on the first dictionary definition, a solemn promise. Did they not see the second definition of oath, a profane or offensive expression used to express anger? It's right there when you look it up. Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you. Now to the business of sports medicine. The San Francisco Giants, which started the season with the worst record in the National League, are adding a little extra juice to their routine. Some players are shocking their brains with low-level zaps of electricity intended to boost performance. Leslie McClurg from KQED takes a look at the science behind this.
Tyler Beattie wears sleek black headphones while he hurls practice pitch after practice pitch.
Love the pop of the mitt, Slater. You're making me feel good.
Beattie is one of the Giants' top prospects in the team's minor league lineup. The silent device over his ears is releasing a faint electrical current into his brain.
It's a very unique feeling. You know, you put it on and it does have that kind of tickling, zapping feeling on your brain.
Electrodes hidden inside a $750 device are placed above the area of the brain responsible for controlling movements. The team tried out the high-tech headgear for 2 weeks in a number of training exercises alongside a control group. Jeff Head is the team's sports scientist, and he noted in the 20-yard dashes, the players were able to shave a fraction of a second off their times.
That's the difference of sometimes safe and out, for example, in those 2 to 3 one-hundredths of a second.
The technology inside the headphones is called transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS. It's kind of like plugging the brain into a 9-volt battery, in theory to give your neurons a little extra juice. Though some people who have jerry-rigged their own devices have experienced minor burns, fatigue, and nausea. Ted Zanto is a neuroscientist at UC San Francisco looking at the central question, does it work?
To some extent, yes, but there's a high amount of variability.
He says more than 1,000 studies have looked at how TDCS might improve physical actions, depression, chronic pain, but the results are inconsistent.
The effects are highly variable because everyone has slightly different thicknesses of scalp, thicknesses of skull, different amounts of cerebral spinal fluid, and that's what the current has to travel through before it even gets to the brain.
Zanto says there are a lot of unanswered questions. Still, he expects more expensive gadgets to flood what's now an unregulated market. But elite athletes in a number of sports aren't waiting for concrete data. In San Francisco, I'm Leslie McClurg for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.